This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, September 23rd. God's word to you today is the promise. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 101, verse 2, and it says, I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to help me? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. Matthew 5:28 says, But I say, anyone who even looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Jesus is saying, the level he wants us to operate on is the level where we are accountable in our hearts. We are accountable even where no one can see or tell what is going on. Jesus wants us to be on the level where our minds would be sanctified. So even when you are with the opposite sex, your mind is sanctified. That is the work of grace. No man can achieve this with his own strength. It is purely a work of grace. In essence, Jesus is saying, you need me to do this. A man said to me, tell me, man to man, is this thing possible? Is it possible for a man to achieve this level Jesus puts before us? The truth is that if you keep questioning whether it is possible or not, you may not attain it. God says, you will lend to nations, you will not borrow. And by the wounds of Jesus, you are healed. God says that he will banish poverty from your generation. How come you do not ask if it is possible? How come not many people struggle with receiving this? And it is the same thing. You hear the word, you believe the word, before you see the manifestation. That is how it happens. It is the same process with salvation. You hear the word to get saved. It is the same thing. You hear it, and you must believe it before you get saved. Romans 10 verse 10 says, For it is by believing in your hearts that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 4 from the New International Version says, That each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable. Controlling of your body does not happen by chance. It takes consistent, deliberate effort. You have to control your body yourself, so learn how to. And guess what? God is there to help you. We need to see that God's commandments are also his promises. When God says, do not commit adultery, what he is saying in essence is, by my spirit, I will give you the grace not to commit adultery, to be blameless before me. And that is so beautiful. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I will be careful to keep your commandments and live a blameless life, because I trust that you will help me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.